Amplifiers Electronic Engineering. You're listening to Electronic Engineering. I'm your host, Jared Morris, and this is episode number 3. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. An op-amp, for example, is an electronic circuit that can be used for a variety of purposes, including signal processing, energy supply, and power distribution. Other special amplifiers are not always designed to perform simple and uncomplicated signal amplification. It is really important how an amplifier is produced because it amplifies the signal. This design is classified as a special type of amplifier, not just a universal amplifier. Understanding amplifiers is key if you want to become an electrical engineer or simply learn to optimize an audio system. The father of all amplifiers is described as a radio, which I like to call the father of radio. The range of amplifier construction is enormous, and thousands of engineers have contributed to better amplifier designs over the years. I will mention only a few, but the basics are covered on this page, which goes into more detail on every aspect of the subject. An amplifier is a device that accepts a signal at its input end and produces a more powerful amplified version of that signal at its output end. In the most basic sense, an amplifier picks up a weak signal and sends it from a power supply with current to make it larger at the output. Amplifiers are often used when the power of an electrical signal needs to be increased for some reason. An audio amplifier can increase a microphone designed for microwatts to 1,000,000 watts of power, which requires a stadium to be filled for a concert. Satellites use amplifiers to amplify radio signals as they are received and beamed back to Earth. Amplifiers are devices that play the sound of a signal, give an electric guitar its satisfying crunch, or amplify the signal so that a broadcast can be heard worldwide. Amplifiers are electronic devices that increase the voltage, current, and power of a signal. An amplifier is simply a very small electromagnetic or electrical device that increases the input signal and passes the amplified signal to the output circuit. Depending on the change in the input signal, an amplifier can be classified as a current, voltage, or power amplifier. An amplifier is an electronic amplifier that is designed to increase the power of a given input signal. Power amplifiers can also be increased by driving the voltage, current, or output power of the output circuit. There are a number of electronic circuits that classify themselves as amplifiers, from the operational amplifier to the small signal amplifier. The classification of an amplifier depends on how it processes the input signal, which is a combination of output signal and a number of other factors such as frequency, amplitude, and frequency response. An amplifier is an electronic circuit that is used to increase the frequency of an input signal and the amplitude of the signal. A very important type of operational amplifier is the integrated circuit, which acts as a voltage amplifier and has a differential input. The relationship between inputs and outputs of signals in an amplifier can be expressed in a function of the input frequency, commonly known as a transfer function amplifier. It consists of two components, a voltage amplifier and a differential input, and an output amplifier with a transmission amplifier. It has three different types of transmission functions, one for the output signal and two for each of the inputs. A very important type of operational amplifier is an integrated circuit that acts as a voltage amplifier and has a differential input. Amplifiers that use vacuum tubes to generate increased power and voltage are known as valve or vacuum tube amplifiers. Some guitarists will argue that the sound of a valve amp is better than a transistor-based amp. We will use a simple 3-tube guitar amp to demonstrate how to convert a signal from a weak 0.9-volt signal into a large speaker diaphragm. A solid-state amplifier designed for guitarists now uses a current feedback circuit to increase the output impedance, giving the speaker a similar sound to a tube amp. There are many different types of tube amplifier systems available for guitar playing, but all have one thing in common: they all use vacuum tubes. If you wear a hearing aid, you know it uses a microphone to record the sounds of the world around you, with the fluctuating electrical currents in the signal constantly varying in strength. A transistor-based amplifier picks up and amplifies the signal input by feeding it into a tiny speaker placed in the ear canal to hear a much enlarged version. An amplifier that doubles the size of the original signal has an amplification of 2%, so you can easily calculate how much difference the amplifier makes. This is what we call a measurement, and is called the gain ratio or GTA, or the ratio of gain to output. Thank you all for joining us again on Electronic Engineering. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.